Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance and direction, and we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving for the many, many gifts that you give to us, the life that we get to experience, and we are so thankful for the wonderful things and for the things that are awesome right in front of us. And we see the things going on in the world, and with so much going on, we do recognize that we live in amazing times. And we do pray for mercy for ourselves and for others, and to express our thankfulness for the gift that you give us with and through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and amen. Well, the things going on, whatever it is, there are things going on with artificial intelligence, where our voice can be duplicated and we don't even know if it's us or them speaking. I mean, that's how good the artificial intelligence is now. So there's plenty of opportunity to be fooled by our technology. And what we get to do is to pray and have our relation with Jesus Christ to tell us if something is true or not true. And this is one of the ways that we will develop our relationship with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. It's just going to be an amazing experience of life as things go on. And we're going to be a witness to the Matthew chapter 24 events that are going on, wars and rumors of war, earthquakes, epidemics, and more. And so a part of what we are going to be doing in this time, in the current and soon to come days, is to be showing the love of God and Jesus Christ to our fellow human beings, our neighbors. And that's a part of the love that we have for God and for our neighbor. That's a part of what preparedness is about. Preparedness, yes, of course, it can be for the big, let's call it tribulation, or for the years of whatever is coming. But preparedness is also for helping the people around us, to show them a compassion and a godly love. And it can be from helping somebody with a flat tire or with a meal or something to eat, or it can be helping the people who have gone through a tragedy And we know from the Paradise campfire that there have been plenty of people in our very neighborhood that need help. And that's a part of what we do. We show the love of Christ, godly love, to other people. And we think about what's going on. We have hopes, we have plans, and we do things. That is just exactly what we do. And we say, yes, Lord, at the opportunities right in front of us. And we say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord. There are examples of that in the Bible, too. But search it out if you want. But always there is a question of what we do. How do we overcome what is in front of us? And this is a part of prayer, because no one knows better than God what we are to do and what we are to overcome. We have ideas of what is coming, but we don't know what's going to happen in our future or of the future of people around us. We just want to show that godly love to our neighbor, and of course to God. That's the great commandment. Now, there are things that are going on which will get our attention. And I just said artificial intelligence. That's true. And there are other things going on right now. Many people are aware of the Federal Reserve digital coin called FedNow that is planned for full execution in July of this year. The Fed coin is going to be, well, really, I can't quite say what it's going to be, but I know they anticipate it to be used fully and widely. And we have a question of how are we going to deal with it? It's going to be money, and money in the past has been anonymous. You know, we buy something, our name is not attached to it. But with the FedNow cyber money, that is going to be attached to anything we buy. It might be for a warranty on a lawnmower, or it might be that we bought, who knows, what don't they want us to buy? I'm thinking of in China, how the Uyghur Muslims were all what's it called, interned in camps. And the Chinese government wanted to contain the Uyghur Muslims because some were radical. And therefore, the purchases of all sorts of things were limited in that region. Why, nobody could buy a couple of pounds of sugar, because somebody had made a bomb out of sugar, and it was one of the ingredients, and therefore nobody could buy more than, what was it? Was it a kilo? I think so. 2.2 pounds of sugar. Or if they did, they had to have a permission from the police. So bakeries couldn't be in business anymore. They couldn't stay in business. They could not get their ingredients. Well, it only is a matter of the records indicate this. Oh, and in China, everything that you did was recorded. And you could not buy sugar without having it be recorded. You could not get a train ticket anywhere. It was all recorded. And that was because of their use of cryptocurrency. And now that is what the FedNow crypto coin is going to enable in this Western United States society. Are we going to do anything about it, or are we just going to say, yes, government, I believe you are looking out for my best interest. You, government, want to keep me safe, and therefore I say, yes, government, I will do what you want me to do. No more anonymous money if this cyber tracking with the unicorn, with the FedNow coin gets to take a strong root. And it's looking like it will. Now, I just almost had a little mistake and said Unicoin. But see, this Unicoin is a new development that just got released, published. That is, that it was going to be happening with the United Nations IMF, or International Monetary Fund. They have a new cryptocurrency that they are rolling out for everybody. It's going to be in, well, how can you say? I don't know that I can say what it's going to be, but I know what it can be. And this could be the new worldwide currency or coin that is gets used for everybody, by everybody, for everything. So it's the start of the process that has happened in China and India. So billions of people are already using this cryptocurrency in their own governments. But it could become a worldwide currency with Unicoin, through the United Nations International Money Fund. And then they would simply be able to track everybody for everything, so they know what you buy and what you don't buy. Now, I know people who say, what difference does it make? I don't care if they know what I buy or not. Well, in a way, that is true. It's really very true, because we are good citizens, and we're not going to cause trouble. So what's the big deal anyway? The big deal is not for right now. It's for what it could develop into. And if we do not use caution, it could develop into anything that they want. For instance, if you ever buy a Bible, would the Bible become forbidden? Would you be allowed to donate to a church? Would you have the money to pay a neighbor boy to cut your lawn? Would you be able to pay for a babysitter with currency? All these things are questions, and we have enjoyed the anonymity with money for all of our life, and we really don't know what it would be like if we could not buy a ticket or pay for a bus ride or a taxi cab to take us to the airport or an airline ticket to go out of the state. You see, in China, all these things are regulated. You are not, if you're not on the correct approved list, you cannot take a bus outside of your neighborhood. Your card will be refused, and the bus driver will not let you on the bus. So we are struggling to have our freedom through money, currency, through a monetary system. That's what our struggle is, and that is a part of the freedom that we desire, but it's not available to everyone in the world. And with these cryptocurrencies, it might not be available any longer. FedNow can have lots of advantages. The Unicoin can have lots of advantages, But are we willing to go into that system which contains and controls what we can or cannot do based on an authority who says it's okay to do this or not? You know, we just had a COVID restriction in our society where we could not go into a store without a mask. Some of us, many, were not permitted to work unless they, well, sometimes it was had a mask, and sometimes it was unless they took the vaccine, which was an experimental vaccine. That experimental vaccine meant that the manufacturers were not held responsible for any vaccine damages. That's one of the things that has happened. And so we have an idea of what can happen when the government decides what is right and wrong for people. I know one of the things I always have looked at was it was right around the year 2000 that the federal government required water systems to cities that served over 100,000 people to fluoridate their water. Now, the fluoride they used was not natural fluoride. It was a byproduct of aluminum processing, and it was a toxic waste that had to be disposed of with great expense by the aluminum industry. And that included getting that fluoride from other sources, such as China, and then putting it into our water supply systems. Now, I've read plenty of times about fluoride and what it does. It makes us lose just a few IQ points among our youth. And if we lose just a few IQ points, it would mean that we would not have the same genius percentage of the population that we have now. And this was tested and studied and tested among different populations, especially in China, where if the government wants to have a test and people get hurt by it, they do it. And that's what they did. They had tests where regions were either given or they had the natural fluoride in the water. And so they did these tests. And then we have tests on fluoride that were done in America, too, in the 1950s, mostly in that time frame. And unless you have somebody who is critically looking at the test results, you just never really know what happened. And here's one of the things that they did. They pulled some of the teeth out of people, children. And for instance, if there was a big cavity and they pulled the tooth out, that eliminated one of the cavities of a test subject. And so their results were incorrect because some people had teeth pulled when their teeth went bad, and it made it look that fluoride was doing a good job. I know, it's a lot of study. It's a lot of study. And it's hard to know who do we trust if we have questions about for instance, a government study. Well, not everybody in the government was wanting to have fluoride approved for the United States. And they requested that there be a study period to see if it was really a good idea. But Congress didn't allow a study period, and they simply made that a law that fluoride would be added to water systems of large populations. My, I didn't mean to go on and on about fluoride. It's simply a matter that I think is going to be harmful to the U.S. population. Just like I say, look out for cryptocurrency. And that's why I got started on this. The cryptocurrency, sure, it has advantages. But if we don't look at the disadvantages, then we only get one side of the argument. And we are getting ready to introduce cryptocurrency right now in July in nationwide studies. And then there is the United Nations International Monetary Fund currency as well. And that is all in the direction of controlling our money. And that reminds me of the beast system in Revelation. Now, are we really getting to that point? Yeah, we are. We are. But what are we going to do about it? Are we ready to actually resist it? It's not that I know the answer to this. I don't know the answer. I just know that there are questions, and we sure better look at it. Better make sure that this is something that we are willing to be agreeable with, or our government is willing to be agreeable with. Because it's coming. You can see it, and it's coming faster than any of us really had anticipated. We did not expect to be confronted with a beast system where our buying and selling was going to be tracked. And that means that we have to be a part of the legal system that is going on. It's what we have to do. And if we're not, then it won't be good for us. And that's what we have to be really, really aware of. All right, I better think about something else. Because we have these things that are confronting us, and, well, they're going to become a reality if we don't resist them. And I don't know how anybody is going to resist it, but we each have to realize that if we are not prepared for its coming, then we are not going to be able to resist it. And everyone will have their own ideas of what resistance means. I don't mean I know. I mean everybody will do it different. And that'll be good, because just like our preparations, if everybody prepares in a different way, then we will have different people that have things that will help everybody. And that'll be a good thing, to have our neighbor helping another neighbor. And we will be helped by it also. That means we all want to be active in having something that we can help our neighbors with, and our neighbors can help us with. That's just what we do out of compassion and out of love, when we see that which is going on. So get a little prepared. Be ready to show kindness and love to our neighbor. I mean, that really is what we do. That's a part of our preparedness, is to show our compassion, our love for our neighbors. And we have had things go on in the past. Think of the toilet paper shortage. This was something that affected about everybody when we went to the store and couldn't find toilet paper. And there were now shortages of other things as well. So what can we help our neighbor with? Same thing that we want. And the first thing is water and food. And I say warmth comes after that, and that can mean clothing. That's always a good idea. Let's get some clothing to keep us warm. That's the first part. And then some people would say blankets. Or if we have electricity, then a electric blanket even. As I said, if we have electricity, because this is something that we hear, we've heard that for a dozen years, where the EMP Commission, a federally, Congress initiated it, and it was warning the population of the United States that we could have an EMP attack and our electricity would go out. Or we could have the natural disaster, a coronal mass ejection like they had in 1858, that went through the telegraph lines and the electric fences in early America, 1857. So that Carrington effect was something that knocked out the telegraph communication for the United States at that time, and it was a very serious thing. So my point is that we can have another natural disaster or man-made disaster, which we knew about from a nuclear weapon. We found that out in 1963, was it two or three, right around 1963, with Operation Starfish Prime, where a nuclear bomb was detonated in the atmosphere 800 miles from Hawaii. And Hawaii lost all their electricity because of that nuclear explosion in the atmosphere. So we know other nations have specialized EMP weapons. China does, Russia does. And so we know that we could lose our electricity if we ever had an attack from one of those two nations. So there are things that are showing us that we could find ourselves in a difficult position, and we want to have some supplies. Yes, for ourselves, and yes, for our neighbors. And that is the advantage of being a community where we help one another. And it can be a community of Christians. It can be a community in a church. It can be a community where we live or in a particular group. It might be classic cars that everybody likes each other and knows each other. And when they find somebody's in trouble, they reach out and help each other. And if we have a national emergency or a grid down emergency, there's going to be a lot of people who want to help one another. And that's a really good idea. There are people who talk about the emergencies that could go on. And we learn that when we hear about people talking about what could happen. I mean, they're all over the board. So many people, they're retired military people, like Colonel Tony Schaefer. He talked on the Stephen Gardner broadcast, and he talked about things with that we were surprised at with the military, with the 9/11 hijackers, with what could go wrong in America. And it's not like we have answers to everything. You know, when I talk about preparedness, I don't know that one particular thing is going to happen. I just talk about being prepared. It can be for a natural disaster or any other kind of disaster, such as wartime. Or look at what has gone on in the Dutch government, where they told the farmers that their what was that, had to be reduced by 20%. Their emissions from farming and cattle raising. And so if they didn't reduce it by 20%, that they would have to shut down. And the government knew that that was affecting, it was like 30% of the Dutch farms. That would be like 3,000 farms in Holland. But they passed the law, the farmers resisted, and the farmers went on strike, and the government changed their mind, at least for now. And therefore, the farmers are not being held to that same reducing their emissions by 30%. It's just things that are going on now, and if we let the authorities do what they want, who knows where that will end up. And that includes by our cyber currency, cyber money, the FedNow coin, the international coin. It's all just in process, and we are trying to figure out how to live our life with freedom. And it's not like we quite know. We keep trying, and we try to show compassion to the many people that are around us. But also be aware that there are movements going on that want to control and contain us, whether it is the FedNow cryptocurrency or the IMF, that is the United Nations International Monetary Fund, Unicoin, they call it. So all these things are going on, and we have a chance to influence it. We may not be able to escape it, but it's something going on. I know every once in a while I talk about this thing with the Deagle.com, www.deagle.com, and they have predicted that the United States population will go from 330 million to 100 million in 2025. And nobody knows why. It just is something that gets our attention if we're looking at it. And I invite everyone to look and see, why could our population drop to under 100 million people? They won't tell you exactly why, but that website deals with government and military people around the world, and that's one of the subjects on their website, is the military equipment by various governments, and they talk about assets also, how much money they have, what their population are, various countries are. And I just find it amazing that they have such a great population reduction from 330 to 100 million in the United States. And they suggest that it is due to, they call it out-migration, which means people leaving the United States. They also say that it could have to do with an epidemic or something else. They don't go into a forecast of exactly what it is. Maybe they do for special subscribers, but not for what an ordinary public person can hear like me. I don't spend a lot of attention to it, but I do notice that is one of the things that has gone on, that is their prediction. And we can only really wonder why. I don't know why. I just look at what they talk about, and I know that they have ideas. And it's something that we can be aware of, that this is a desire by some strange people, and we should be aware that there's somebody who wants to do that to the United States. Just like we should be aware that there is cryptocurrency going going on, and some people want it to contain and control the United States citizens. What can we do about it is another question. I don't mean I quite have that answer, but I know that if we are not aware of it going on, we don't even have a chance to respond. And that is something that every one of us wants to do, is to have a voice in our freedom. What is going to happen to us and our family? Are we going to be able to maintain the good things that we have? Or is there a plan, like the World Economic Forum has, to take away our freedom and contain and control us? Look up the World Economic Forum and you will see that their plans include that everybody will own nothing and that we will be happy. That's what they say right there in their literature. And I still find it amazing that they cater to the elite of this world and invite them to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where they make their plans, and they include the, well, let's call them movers and shakers of this world. And they come flying in on their jets. Oh, yeah, there were hundreds of jets at that Davos airport in Switzerland for the meeting, because that is who their audience is the elite, rich people, important people in government, and they have their plans that they make with the elite. That's something going on. They have their plans for us, we the people, and it helps for us to be aware of it so that we can have a response. And I think one of the response is, as I say, be prepared. I really mean for the most basic needs that we have. And every one of us needs air, water, food, and warmth. And I would add to that community, because community is what it takes to support one another and to help each other to get through a time of difficulty. And if these people have their way, then there will be times of difficulty in our future. And we want to preserve all the good things that we have, whether it's our freedom that we Americans have enjoyed, and really so many people around the world have enjoyed freedom. But we see what has happened when the authorities want to take our freedom away. That has happened in the communist countries, whether those countries have been Laos or Burma or Russia, or the communist China is a big one. They have done lots to control their population. And we have to remember that this is the goal of some people. And in America, we want to preserve our tradition of freedom. And it may become a struggle. It may become a significant struggle. And we have to be aware of everything going on around us. Oh, whether it's the little things, like who we talk to on social media, or even on the street when we're going to our car. Is there a stranger that wants to take advantage of us or even hurt us? I mean, these are reports that happen all the time. The law enforcement community knows about it, and they tell their family. But most of the time, us regular people don't find out about how bad the bad people are who want to take what we have. And it's a reality. It's a reality. This has been going on for decades, many years, well, since ancient times, that there are people who want what we have. And that's a part of what we do to protect us and our way of life with freedom. It's amazing what we have done. And yet there are elements of organized crime that come into it, and they want to take everything we have, starting with our riches. And that's just the way humanity deals with other inhumanity, other humans. And it's up to us to see how, what we can do to protect ourselves. That is, well, it's the human experience. And there's things that indicate we are going to have trouble in our future. We see the signs all around us. And that's a part of our preparedness, is to prepare for bad things to happen. Well, or protect ourselves from bad things. That's, for instance, why we want to have insurance, whether it's food insurance, so we have our cupboards full. We have things that we could use if the trucks don't deliver food for a few weeks. And while that has not happened here in America, it has happened in other countries all over the world where there are supply chain difficulties, like happened a little bit here, or the trucks can't get through, or there's a big earthquake, or there's something else. And you know that the people don't have any food supplies, and the big trucks can't get in to bring the food that the grocery stores would normally supply. Grocery stores only have about a 4-day supply of food in them, if you consider everything. Now, you might get tired of having beans or whatever is in a can. And so the grocery stores run out of food, especially the food that we want to eat. And it's something that we have a choice in right now, and we can get supplies. Even white rice is a wonderful thing. I really think white rice is good. Not brown rice, because brown rice does not last more than a few months because of the oil in it. But there's all sorts of things we can do. And we can use our cans, like get a canned cream of whatever, of mushroom, cream of celery, cream of something, and add it to your white rice, and it really livens it up. I mean, sure, we can always say we want better, but we do what we can if there is a shortage, if there is a hard time to get through. And that's why we have our supplies of grains like white rice and legumes, you know, beans and lentils and split peas and such as that. That's something for each of us to consider and to have some supplies on hand so that we are able to live through whatever it is. Maybe an earthquake, maybe a fire, maybe a labor contract, a strike or something. There's all sorts of things where we will want to have supplies, even basic medical supplies, like triple antibiotic ointment, gauze, and cloth medical tape. That's just the very minimum that I see, but I think everybody should have it. Well, there are signs that are going on that say that trouble is coming. I know the eclipses are one thing that has some people's attention, and there will be one on this month in part of the world. I think of another eclipse. Now, this is, you might think it's a stretch, but I'll do it and tell you anyway, that there was an eclipse across the United States in 2017, and there will be another one in 2024, and they make an X over the United States. And it's not that, you know, we're kind of reaching here for what things are, but it is puzzling that there would be an eclipse forming an X over the United States. And it doesn't have to mean anything, but we just wonder about if it could mean something. Sure, it could. And then I talked about that 2025 situation with Deagle.com talking about the population reduction by 2025 or in 2025. Things are happening. We have to figure out that there are signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. That's right out of Luke 21:25. And the sea and the waves are roaring. There are signs that can go on. Revelation 12, what is it? 12 something has something about that. Also about the signs and the stars, or there's the sun and the moon. And it's something that are all indicators, and we can look and see. Should we pay attention? Maybe, just maybe, yeah. But it's not like we know exactly what things are, but we know that things can get difficult. Just like we have these train situations. We don't know quite what they mean. We don't know if they're intentional or not. We don't know about the food manufacturing locations that are getting burned down across the United States. No, that's right, 100 of them in the last, year and a half? Yep, right in there anyway. And so isn't it just a coincidence that these food plants have been burning down or some tragic things happen in them? All those cows that just died in Texas? I mean, yes, we are left to wonder why. But we know that something is going on, whether it's just a whole string of random accidents or intentional. And I do think that there are things that are looking like accidents that are intentional. I mean, that's been a form of warfare since the very beginning. Well, I go back 2,000 years ago. There was the fire of Rome, and that was considered to be an accident, or it was considered to be set by the Christians. And it really, through their legal proceedings, there were two men who stood up and said, "We were paid to spread the fire." Now, this is something that doesn't get reported on. There's a lot of things we don't know. But another thing is, who would even look at the court records from 2,000 years ago? But the point is that things happen, and we can be aware that things happen and that we might want to do something so that they don't happen to us and the people who we love. That's really the most important point that I can see. So let's just do a little bit of preparation so that we can guard ourselves and the people we love from some really notable dangers. Notable things that would be really bad if they happened. That's kind of what we do. We look to see what can happen and how can we protect ourselves. I mean, that's what insurance is about. We get car insurance so that if we have an accident, yeah. I was sure surprised to find out that my little accident, it was very expensive. I mean, a couple of $100,000 in medical expense. So the point is I know that accidents happen, and we do something so that the accidents don't hurt and cripple us, whether it's financially or our body or with the supplies that we have. We know we need water, food, and warmth to live. We need a community. And so there's things we can do to have our food, our water and food and warmth in a way that we are protected and don't have to go through a time of difficulty if we don't have what we normally need that we buy from stores. And that's a really big reason why we want to store up. for the just in case. Yes, for us. Yes, for the people we love. And yes, for our neighbors, our community. That's a part of what we do. We also know that there are threats all over the place going on. And these threats can be from something going on near us, even a riot or civil disobedience. Or it can be from overseas, like both Russia and China have said to the United States that they think we're doing wrong to them. There's Iran. That's another one. You know, we don't hear all the news, but this was from less than a month ago. There was a report out that said that the British had seized a shipment of weapons that were coming out of Iran on a ship. And those weapons included 30 anti-tank missiles and 1.6 million rounds of ammunition, 20 guided anti-tank missiles, 2,000 small arms weapons. 2,000. No, it wasn't 2,000. It was 5,000. And millions of pounds of illegal drugs. Those were seized by the British government on a ship that was coming out of Iran, apparently smuggled. You don't know the details of it, and I don't either. All I know is that that was on a news report. And we all get to determine, is the news report true? Well, you get to ask the news organization, you get to ask the BBC, you get to ask whoever it is that your favorite news organization is, but there are things going on like that. And we have been warned by military sources and also civilian people who have this knowledge, and also the spiritual people who say they have a message from God or a dream or a vision from God. Now, of course, there are questions for every source that a person can cite. And the thing is when they come in with consistency to say that this is a problem, we can pay attention to what just might be coming. And we can use reasonable steps to make sure that we're not going to be hurt by whatever is coming our way. Now, there's a principle that those Christian people want to use. Well, some Christian people will say, you reap what you sow. So sow into this ministry, they will say, and send your $100 in to me. And then you will get a spiritual crop. Well, that's what they say. I'm sure it's true, but I'm sure that there's more to it than they are presenting. And all I'm trying to say here is the point that there are things going on which are both good and kind and loving, and things that are evil and warlike and causing trouble to a great number of people of the world. And so, are we sowing to growth and love, or are we sowing to war and destruction and a form of decay or sin? All these things, we must be careful as to what we're doing. We must know that we can see what is going on around us and try to do what is good and godly. Well, just godly. I mean, that's enough. Just think about it. What does it mean to be living a godly life? Well, one of the things I always have found, and more lately, has been to be prayerful in everything, just to be prayerful. and have your prayer life supporting the goodness and the people who are the people we know, the people we love, the people we care about. And that's a part of what we do as we care for the people around us. Yes, people who are friends, family, neighbors, communities, states, and our own country. Why, our country, don't forget, is really under attack. And there are things going on all over to destroy this country. And reaping what we sow is another part of it. Reaping what we sow is what we have done in the past as a country. Our country has been, well, they've done about everything. And some of it has been wonderful, and some of it has been quite so destructive. So don't be surprised if destruction comes our way. All right, so that's a part of our preparation. And let's just kind of remember that we want to support the people who are important to us, and that includes our church community. Remember to support your church community with your dollars and with your time and with your prayer for sure. The pastors need support. The church community needs support, and I hope you and I wouldn't mind support either. So, oh, yes, and if you want to do that, sure, write to me at John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And I want to thank you for listening today. God bless each and every one of you. I pray for so many people, and that includes the people who support this broadcast in prayer, and certainly with their money as well, because everything it takes us to get it done, it takes helping one another. God bless you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.